You are listening to Generation Radio. The podcast about Doctor Who. With Callum, Shell, and Mike.
Now, right.
Hi, Craig.
Hi, Craig.
Hi, Craig. Making a recording.
Oh, my God. Yes. Hello, and welcome to Regeneration Radio Podcast thingamabobber. I am Mike.
Hi, Mike.
I hope you find it. No, sorry. With me, I have the beautiful Chell.
Hi.
And the fabulous Callum.
Hello, my name is Callum. I am addicted to tea.
Oh my God. Yeah. We should start a DA.
I have a Doctor Who problem.
Yeah, Doctor Whovians anonymous. And I just realized that we are not that anonymous because we're doing a podcast. But
yeah, but we're secret. No one knows where we live.
I know where you live.
Yeah, that sounds really creepy, mate.
Yeah, but I do have your addresses, so yay.
But we don't have yours.
Yes, you do.
Wait. Anyway, carry on.
Gone off topic 1 minute in.
Yeah, it's Mike at the TARDIS, third room to the left.
Okay.
You just have to find the TARDIS. Today, speaking of TARDISes, today we're going to speak about the TARDIS.
No, what?
Oh my God, it's not, it's just, it's like they weren't here the last episode.
What a surprise!
Today, my lovely listeners and Ronnie, we are taking a journey through the TARDIS. And before you ask why I said Ronnie, he knows what he did. And so, what do we know about the TARDIS? Callum, what do you know about the TARDIS?
Well, I know it's bigger on the inside.
Yes, I know. Or is it smaller on the outside?
Bigger on the inside, mate. Have you watched the show? It's bigger on the inside. It can disguise itself as anything, but it got stuck in the form of a police box. It stands for time and relative dimension in space, and it can regenerate.
Yes, and
also it's a woman.
Yes.
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is.
Bella, what do you know about the TARDIS?
It exists.
I'm waiting for you to do the thing you did in our message group. So, what do you know about the TARDIS?
It's blue. Da ba dee da ba doo.
Weren't you the one who said wrote out the sound?
No, that was me.
Oh, sorry, Callum.
That was Callum with the ooh.
No one has mentioned the sound.
You can make the noise, Shell.
I don't know how.
No.
To all the listeners, I do apologize for the sounds coming out of Callum's mouth.
If it did sound like that?
Well, we do know why the TARDIS has the distinctive sound that it has, right?
Because he leaves his brakes on.
Yes, shout out to River Song, who told us
that. To be fair, I'm pretty sure that got retconned.
We are just staying at the series now, and it hasn't been retconned in the series.
Because I'm pretty sure that the next time we see her flying it, it's still making the noise.
Exactly. So,
unless G's just willingly leaving the brakes on now.
Maybe the Doctor likes having the brakes on.
And so River Song got back in it and didn't turn them off again.
Exactly.
Right.
Because, you know, it's River. River is unpredictable. You never know. Like, River is like a river. You never know where it's going to go. That was very poetic. I feel very poetic today, people.
Pocahontas.
Yeah.
With all the no, wait. We will get copyright struck by Disney. Don't sing Disney songs. Well, like, the reason why I'm asking what you know about the TARDIS is I've been thinking, and the fire alarm only went out two times when I started thinking. But we know a lot of these rooms in the TARDIS, and we're going to go through what I know, because I know I'm the one who's studying the TARDIS. But my first question was, what is a room you believe exists in the TARDIS? Because we know the TARDIS has a lot of rooms. So, Callum...
Well, we know that there's a library. We know that there's a swimming pool. We know that there's a closet.
But if you were to, you know, a room we haven't seen in the show, a dream room...
If it was your room.
Yeah, if it's all your TARDIS.
Your fantasy room.
And you're not allowed to say a gaming.
Okay,
room.
No, okay, fair. No. A go-kart track.
Oh, that's wild. I like
so
it.
So that me and my homie could go-kart around the entire all the time whenever we wanted. And it would be really big.
He said homie in the singular.
Oh, no, like everyone. Anyone could come along. Anyone can
no,
come.
Shell, we are not welcome into Callum's
palace. I had one person in mind in particular, but anyone could come.
Maybe I like riding go-karts.
Well, you can come too.
No, you said homie, not homies.
You are all invited.
You didn't use the correct plural.
You are all invited. No.
Thank you.
It would be a really... really dope track. It would be big. I mean, to be honest, I would have said a Formula One car, but I don't think I can drive a Formula One car. So I think that would just end up me crashing a lot. But I can drive a go-kart.
Okay, so go-kart track.
Yes.
Then I'm going to ask Shell. Same question, different answer.
Oh. Let me think about this. Tick tock, tick tock.
Well, you only have like 45 minutes.
Tick tock, tick tock. I have 45 minutes to think about it. All right, let's go. I think a food court.
A food court.
Okay. Okay. With like all the food in the world.
Yeah, like you know, where you can try different snacks from different places in the world or different like planets.
Will the food be free?
Well, yeah, I mean, unless like the TARDIS wants to like charge me, then like I'll pay it in like love and cleaning her.
Maybe the TARDIS wants to make some extra cash on the side.
Well, yeah, if she wants that to be her side hustle.
I didn't know you had the TARDIS making this. I was thinking if anyone's making it, like have you just got slaves working in the TARDIS?
Oh, no, not slaves. Like maybe like droids or something.
No, but you like the TARDIS is sentient and the TARDIS can materialize things. So we know, like, I think that that's plausible that the TARDIS just had this food court.
Like, you know, I'm sure, like, the companions get hungry. Do they eat?
No, like, have we seen a companion eating in the TARDIS?
I think they usually go out. Like, they'll usually land somewhere to go and eat.
Yeah, but, like, what if they can?
Yeah, because...
You know?
Sorry, no, go on, Mike.
How often do we see companions actually eat? I know we see Rose eat a lot of chips and or fries for dinner.
It's like her whole diet.
Yeah. But like, how often do we actually see them eat? I know we have seen the doctor eat that blue kind of thingy.
We've seen Clara eat. We've seen Clara. We've seen Amy and Rory eat. We've seen Donna have food, but she hasn't eaten it, but she has had food in front of her. I think we've seen most of them eat, no?
Yeah, like, sorry, this was totally off topic. This is not what we're supposed to... But I just
not eating in the TARDIS.
No, that's... But I am thinking, right? We haven't been very imaginative with our choices, because what I've realised is everything... Like, I said a go-kart track, Shell said a food court... When you're in a TARDIS, you don't actually need these rooms because you could just go and you could travel in time to find a go-kart track or travel in time to find whatever food you wanted.
But that's the thing. That's the thing. Like, if you go to a go-kart track, like in the real world, you still need to pay for it. But if you have it in the TARDIS, you don't have to pay for it.
I mean, but when you've got the TARDIS, is money really a problem? Like, can't the TARDIS just print money?
No, that was
called... She's not a bang!
I'm like, well, haven't we...
What do you think she is? A whore?
Like, oh, you can't use that word, Joe.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I will have
how about the P word?
No, I will have to go in and edit that.
Oh, dang, I'm sorry. I didn't know that was a special word.
Yeah, so that's a word I don't use.
I don't have a lisp.
You can say prostitute, but you can't say that word.
Well, Wookiees don't live on Endor. Anyway, back to the TARDIS.
Wookiees don't live on Endor.
We do know that the Doctor, he doesn't travel with money. He says that to Will.
No, but it's like with Sonic, with like you got Sonic Screwdriver, you just point at an ATM and it just spits money out. Like,
yeah, he could do that. That would be stealing. Except that he does it in one episode. Never mind. The Doctor is not a good guy.
And like, wouldn't it also not be that hard just to put like have the TARDIS put some money on a credit card? Like, it can do anything. I'm sure it could, you know, like...
Think about it. Like, I think the TARDIS actually pays the bill for, you know, Rose Tyler's cell phone, for instance. Okay, we went off topic. Anyway, what I was going to say here, if you go to the real world to go to a go-track cart, for instance. Go-kart track, I mean.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. You will still have, you know, to pay the rent for the go-kart. But if you have it in the TARDIS, it's free all the time.
And I suppose it's empty, so you don't have to deal with, like, people who can't drive driving around.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's the same thing with, you know, I like Shell's idea of a food court, because you don't have a lot of people touching your food. It's only you who touches your food. I'm scared, though, because if I were to have a food court in my TARDIS, it would probably be a lot of, you know, fast food restaurants, things I do not eat anymore, but I kind of miss, you know, like chicken nuggets from McDonald's. We are not sponsored by McDonald's, by the way.
Well, what kind of room would you have in your TARDIS?
This is going to sound weird because we can go literally everywhere, but I want a holodeck in my TARDIS.
Okay.
An Imaginarium.
Yeah. Imaginarium. VR room. Yeah, something like that. Just... So I can go, like, this is my train of thought. I can go into my holodeck and say, like, I want to go to planet Alpha Centauri during this age and see how it is. And then if I feel like this is a place I want to go, I can take my TARDIS there. Like, it's kind of scouting the locations before we actually go there.
Okay, I mean...
Like an interactive travel pamphlet?
I mean, I guess it would be also cool to, like, walk around space. Like, because the Doctor can't walk around space.
No. Unless he extends the TARDIS force field.
But even then, I don't think he can walk. I'm pretty sure if he steps outside, he'd just go, wee!
Yeah, I think so. Except for that episode where he actually sits atop on the TARDIS out in space.
Yeah, but no, he's sitting on it. He's still not, like, just going for a walk.
No, that would be awesome, though. Spacewalking. Skywalking. No, that's a different genre. No, but, like, see it as a digital pamphlet where you can actually scout the location before you actually go there. I don't know why I want it, but I want it. It's like... If I had that in real life, say that someone likes, oh, we're going to treat you to a vacation in Prague, for instance, I would actually use my holodeck first to go to Prague and see, like, okay, is this somewhere I want to go or should I decline? And then I can use my TARDIS to go back in time and decline the invitation to Prague if I don't like it.
Fair enough. Yeah. Okay. All right.
See, I've been giving this a lot of thought, this holodeck thing.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's fair. Like, it is a bit bonkers, but no, it's fair enough.
Yeah, if I were to tell my psychiatrist this, she would just be like, what the hell are you thinking about when you're not sleeping? And I'm going to be like, this is the thing I'm thinking about.
Talk to who?
This is your Roman Empire now.
Yeah. Oh my god, I'm not going to stop thinking about this. No, but it's the reason why I wanted to see where your mind goes is because, like, we have seen only limited rooms in the show. We have gotten some, you know, mentions here and there, like the whole swimming pool thing with River Song during the silence. We know there is a garage. Now is the time you gonna say, no, we didn't know there was a garage. Or, yeah, we know from this episode, but...
I was making the Pikachu shocked face.
I'm trying to remember when we saw a garage.
Do you remember... Is it Amy's actual real first episode, the one with the internet?
You mean Clara's?
Yeah, Clara, sorry. Yeah, Clara. The one with the internet, you know, there was something in the Wi-Fi. And he parks the TARDIS next to the Thames. And then he brings out a motorcycle from the garage.
Yeah, you're right. We have, yeah. But we also know, because... Oh, so obviously there's a swimming pool as well.
And there is a wardrobe.
A library.
There are bedrooms. We know that there are bedrooms.
And library, yes, Shell. We actually get to see the library in Journey to the Center of the TARDIS.
Filled with books from across the universe.
There is a food machine where you can get whatever food you want. I've just remembered.
Wait, yeah. What?
But Susan gets it.
Yeah, oh. that's the old Who.
Oh, okay, right. Okay.
No, but it still counts, though. It's the same thing. Yeah.
Okay, no, fair.
Because, you know, you have all of these different rooms that we actually get to see, and you have the engine room, and that was the thing that actually surprised me the most, that the TARDIS actually has an engine room.
Well, it needs an engine. I mean, it has a sun in it as well, don't forget.
Yeah, it's a collapsing sun. It's Time Lord technology. I love how they explain everything that doesn't make sense in physics with Time Lord technology. But you have that engine room, but the TARDIS is also sentient. We know the TARDIS is sentient. We have seen multiple examples of when the TARDIS is sentient.
Yeah.
And I'm not only talking about the Doctor's wife.
Yeah.
Do you know another time we see that the TARDIS is sentient?
Sort of. I don't know if this one counts. There's a time where the TARDIS is bullying Clara the TARDIS keeps putting more Claras in the same room and keeps moving her bedroom around. And then at the end of it, there's like 49 Claras all like in the main TARDIS console being like, where's my bedroom?
That's one of the things I actually forgotten. I was when you said Bully Claria, I was thinking about what's the name of the episode? This is one of my least favorite episodes, but you know, in the haunted house. I don't even remember the name of the episode because it's one of my least. This is an episode I never watch.
Yeah, I've only watched it once.
Yeah. But, you know, Clara needs to go out to the TARDIS and, like, they need help.
Yeah.
And the TARDIS just responds with an image of herself.
Right.
And you But there is one more that's really important.
Go on, then.
No, but can you figure it out? If I say Young Amy.
Oh, where the hologram pops up of all the old, but that's just the user interface, isn't it?
But it's still.
I don't know if that really counts as sentience. That it's like talking to. It's like when you call someone up and you get stuck with a robot, being like, "Hey, how may I help you?" And like you're talking to a robot.
There's the difference. So if you call to like a help support line or whatever and you get to talk to a robot, depending on how you respond to the robot's questions, you will get like there is a script, right? But why But I mean, why I count as a sentient is because he asked the TARDIS to choose something for his, like, it's the TARDIS interface, of course it is.
Well, it's the voice interface, yeah.
Yeah, but the TARDIS makes the choices. It's not like the Doctor goes like, I want help with my broadband. It's like, give me something with less guilt. And then it's more guilt. And then you have little Amy Pond or Amelia.
Yeah, I just don't know. I feel like that's more like, I don't know if that's the TARDIS like actually responding or just like software within the TARDIS more. And like that's more like a very limited basic AI. Because all, even the way that it talks, like you'll be dead in 37 minutes. You'll be dead in 37 minutes. You'll be dead in 37 minutes. Like, it's not really. And then obviously at the end it does say like fish fingers and custard, but it doesn't feel like it's the TARDIS as much as it's like, it's just kind of this really basic AI software that the TARDIS has within it.
Yeah, but the fish fingers and custard then is the thing that makes me feel like this is sentience, because a sentient TARDIS AI, so to speak.
Yeah.
Due to the fact that it's not scripted anymore. It's not the, you're going to die in 28 minutes, stuff like that. Like, it shows that the interface is connected to the sentient that we know is the TARDIS. You know, right. The thing they're downloading and stuff like that. So, it's like, it's a scary thought, but it's like AI becoming sentient. It's the, what do you call it in Terminator? I don't watch the Terminator movies, but the Skynet thingy.
Right.
It wasn't sentient from the beginning, and then it... we can take Ultron as well. Like, Ultron wasn't designed to be sentient, but became sentient. So like, you have all these things, but you also have, you know, the TARDIS can run away when it senses danger. And the question is, it's in some episodes, we get to know that this is a kind of a system it has, but in some episodes, we get like, this is a thing the TARDIS just knows, like, which would show... that it's a sent, it's a.
But then why doesn't it display a little? Because like with the moment, the voice interface for the moment is like it's really talking to them, like it's having a full conversation. It's got personality. This doesn't this voice interface doesn't have any personality to it. It's like, there's no character in it. It's just.
Like, I love the fact that you mentioned the moment, because I've been thinking about that. Like, the moment, they explain it like it's a weapon that destructive that it actually became sentient.
Yeah.
And, you know, the sentient being the moment is only there to judge you.
Yeah.
And this is why I think it was, like, really good that they took the image of Rose Tyler for that.
Yeah.
Because we know that would affect the Doctor the most. But the difference between the TARDIS and the moment is that the TARDIS is like this, it's a companion. It's the, like, it's one of the Doctor's companions.
Yeah.
It's just in form of a blue box instead of a human. And it's not there to destruction, it's there to travel. While the moment, the sentience in the moment, only one person can see it, and that's the one who's thinking about using the moment.
Yeah.
But you also have these things where the TARDIS, you know, randomly senses danger and disappears.
Well, there's also moments where it doesn't want to land, like in when the TARDIS is going down to Trenzalore, it doesn't want to land on Trenzalore.
Yeah, like, I can't remember the line, but it's something like, she knows what I'm doing and she doesn't like it.
Yeah.
So you have all these things, and then, of course, when we speak about the TARDIS sentient, we need to talk about the pocket universe, when they drain the TARDIS from its consciousness and put it in a body instead. And all the information we get from that, like, the TARDIS knows that, you know, police box opened outwards, you push in. Like, it's just such a clever line to show that.
Yeah.
I know, I can feel what you're doing.
Here's an interesting thing, right? If the TARDIS, like, knows about all this, like, leaving when there's danger and all this kind of stuff, then when the Doctor loses the TARDIS multiple times, why doesn't it just go back and get them?
That's a really good question.
Like, I mean, like, just a few times I'm thinking of when the Doctor's in the Russian submarine with the Ice Warriors, the TARDIS is on the other side of the world, and it doesn't know to come and get him. Like, or, you know, when the Doctor and Rose get stranded on that space station, the TARDIS obviously falls into the planet. Couldn't it just fly up and go back and get them? Like, because obviously it can control itself, because it does, because we've seen it leave and come back before. But is the TARDIS just a bit lazy sometimes, or just like to kind of troll the Doctor a little bit?
Like, I don't know, because this is the problem, and this is why I still think the writer should hire us so we can figure out all these problems and, you know, make it canon.
Well, the problem is that you get all these different writers. So, like, yeah, in 60 years, another set of writers will come along and change everything we decided.
No, but not if we do it correctly. But it's like, you know, what can the TARDIS do and what can the TARDIS not do? Like, you're bringing up some really good examples that, I'm going to be honest here, keeps me awake sometimes. Like, why can the TARDIS do this but not this in later episode? Or why can the TARDIS do, like, for instance, why can the TARDIS fly through the time vortex, but a black hole might be an issue?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense to me. And the other thing is the TARDIS actually flying when going from time zone to time zone? Or is it just materializing in one place and
Or is time moving around it?
Also, yeah. Like, there are so many.
I assume it's flying, because we've seen the TARDIS just straight up flying. I'm assuming it is, like.
Yeah, but the question is then, is the TARDIS then flying, but when it goes through the time vortex? Like, there are so many questions I need answered, but the more I look at the episode, the less answer I get, the more questions I get. Because, yeah, I don't know. And the thing with the engine room still is mind-boggling to me. Because it doesn't explain how the TARDIS can make new rooms.
Well, I assume, again, the TARDIS is sentient, so it can just, like, it just thinks, I quote-unquote, thinks of a room, and it's there.
Yeah, but the Doctor can then remove the rooms.
Because the Doctor and the TARDIS are linked?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think they've got a special bond.
Yeah, because, like, yeah, it's just like thinking of like one of those mini episodes where it showed that, you know, the Doctor had, like, you know, was meditating and like had a connection with the TARDIS. I thought that was really cool. I don't know if anybody remembers that. I think the episode is literally called The Doctor's Meditation. It's like a mini episode. Like a baby
episode. Shelly, your mic is lagging out a little bit.
It's not for me.
It's for me. It's like cutting off.
Oh, okay. I'll just stop talking then.
No, it's not. It's not cutting off for me.
Maybe it's my connection then. Sometimes technology. We don't have time lord technology here, so we will have to stick with Earth. I'm trying to figure out what episode, because I don't think I've seen that one.
It's Season 9, between episodes 1 and 2, called The Doctor's Meditation, mini episode.
Oh, yeah, I know this one. I do know this one, yes. Yeah. He's on the planet with the witches.
Yeah, the witch. Yeah. And the magician's apprentice.
Yeah, that's it. And fucking...
I'm gonna have to keep so many things this episode.
Well, but there's only like two things.
And
Callum has used the F word 3 times so far.
Have I?
Oh, dang.
I am counting.
Dang.
Christ, I didn't even notice.
Me neither. It's just such a normal part of our vocabulary.
But the snake guy shows up and tells them that Davros is dying, right?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
And the whole thing, Davros remembers what you did.
Yeah, Davros knows, Davros remembers.
And I still really haven't figured out what it is, Davros, remember?
That was when Davros was a kid and the doctor left him.
Yeah, but oh, never mind. It's timey.
But then at the end of the episode, he goes back and saves him.
Yeah, so it makes absolutely no sense.
That's why he's ashamed. Because, like, that's why the doctor is ashamed in the episode, because he's just done that. In it, like, for him, he's just done that.
The question is, was the TARDIS okay with that decision? Because we know that... Sorry, I'm going to circle back to the TARDIS. Because we know that, as you say, the Doctor and the TARDIS has a bond, and we see it multiple times. And I know a throwaway line in School's Out is, you know, does he stroke the TARDIS like no one else is there? Like, stuff like that. We know there is kind of a weird love affair with the TARDIS.
But, I mean, wouldn't you have one too?
Let's not get into the Doctor physically being with the TARDIS.
The question then... no, he's not Lando Calrissian. The question then is, does other Time Lords get this bond with their TARDISes as well? Because we know that this TARDIS is not the only TARDIS.
I don't think so, because I think the thing is that I don't think Time Lords spend a lot of time in other TARDISes. Like the Master, for example, we know had multiple TARDISes. And I think that's normally how it's supposed to be.
So, like, it's like a rental car or like a company car.
Right. But then
this
the
one
doctor...
is broken, so he have a new one.
But then the doctor kills a TARDIS.
Exactly. Like, you see, there are so many questions.
Now, that was really, really messed up. The doctor killed a TARDIS.
I think you will have to go a little bit deeper now for the listeners who might not know what you're talking
about. Oh, yeah, so the doctor put a bunch of Daleks in a TARDIS and then killed the TARDIS, and the TARDIS died with all the Daleks inside.
And then we need to kind of think about, okay, so is this, like, have the Doctor changed TARDIS and created a new bond with the new TARDIS? Like, there are so many...
I don't think
here.
The Doctor's ever changed TARDISes.
Doesn't, but we do. Whose TARDIS is it that becomes a tree?
That's the TARDIS that the Doctor steals. That's it, because the companions take the Doctor's TARDIS back to Gallifrey.
All right,
out of Gallifrey, and then the Doctor has to take that TARDIS because the other one... And then that's the one that... That's the TARDIS that the Doctor then destroys with all the Daleks inside.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, misremembering. I got some things confused. Yeah, but... So the Doctor killed a sentient TARDIS then?
Yeah!
Because we know that all the TARDISes are sentient because they need to drain... I'm going to go back to that planet, you know? The Pocket Universe?
Yeah,
like they had to drain the TARDIS every time Uncle wanted to eat the TARDIS. Not Uncle.
It's
Uncle. Yeah, sorry, yeah, I forgot the name of the Ood.
The Ood is nephew.
That is okay. Cool. No, but like, there are so many things with the TARDIS that is, you know, so unexplained so far. That I want to see more about, but these questions that I'm raising here are some of the questions I need an answer to. Like, for instance, we talked about Corsair last episode, when the Corsair came to the Pocket Universe, did they have a mental attachment?
I'm assuming that the only reason I assume not is because I don't think any other Time Lord spends as much time in the TARDIS. I think the Doctor just has a special connection with that TARDIS because he's been using it for thousands of years.
Yeah.
Whereas I think other TARDISes, Time Lords just go in and out of.
So, yeah, so a company car then.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But they are sentient beings. You can't just use them as a company car.
So is the when the master uses a TARDIS, is his TARDIS fine with just him going around killing everyone?
That's also an excellent question.
Does that mean that some TARDISes are bad? Or maybe it just doesn't work like that. You know what? I think TARDISes and Doctor Who in general, what we're discovering is it is very inconsistent.
Yeah, and that's why they should hire us, so we can fix all the inconsistencies. Like,
yeah, but then the moment that we like stop doing it, it'll become inconsistent again, because then someone else will come along to change everything.
I think you're being a little bit negative. Focus on the positive here.
Like, I think that's probably true, though.
Yeah.
Because without us, where would they be?
Let's face it, Doctor Who is screwed without us. Simple.
Absolutely.
For all screenwriters that's listening, our email is on the About Us page. Send us a message and we will fix all your inconsistencies.
BBC can't afford me.
Wow. No, but like, so when it comes to like, you know, discussing like we could probably go on forever, but also I don't think we should go on forever because then this will be a 3-hour episode.
I mean, the reason we can go on forever is because the TARDIS goes on forever.
Yeah. Or yeah, except for when he needs some more power, because then it's confusing. It's bigger
it's
on the inside.
It's inconsistent.
That's all you need to know. It's bigger on the inside. But there is one question.
The question that must never be answered? Hidden in plain sight?
Yeah, but for those who listened last week, the name of the Doctor is posted in our Discord.
Spoilers. James.
And also, I found out that the Doctor's name is actually mentioned in Old Who when he goes back to Gallifrey for the trial. Yes or no? So we know the name. We just don't know how.
Unless
to...
they change it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But so the question, which is not the only question, but a question I'm also thinking a lot about is how do they, you know where everything is in the TARDIS? Does the TARDIS have an internal map? Because if they add
I don't think the Doctor does know where everything is in the TARDIS. Because in the past, we've seen him just sometimes aimlessly wandering around and be like, "Oh, look, this is here." I don't think he does know.
So, are we saying that the TARDIS just pops out rooms just because they can?
Absolutely, we're saying that.
So there is a possibility that in one TARDIS there is like a glass.
A holodeck.
A holodeck. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Or a go-kart track.
Let's face it, in one TARDIS, somewhere out there, there's a room with a shrine dedicated to me.
It's called IMDb.
It's called IMDb.
IMDb.
We were supposed to be, you know, anonymous. We were not supposed to. So Callum has an IMDb. No,
we don't need to go into that.
If you want to link to that, it's 100 quid.
So next episode, we're going to be talking about...
No.
What are we talking about? Cher, what are we talking about next episode?
Doctor Who?
Predictions for the new season? Yeah, that's exactly right.
Oh, yeah. Predictions for the new season.
How
oh, my God.
Know?
Thanks, I'm psychic.
This is a bit of a shorter episode due to in real life engagements, but... As Callum so blatantly blurted out, next week we are actually discussing something quite interesting. We have gotten multiple trailers now and multiple teasers for the new season that's coming out. So we thought like, hey, let's watch these trailers and then talk about predictions. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. We're also going to talk about a really major question. Which, who is Ruby Rose?
She's a woman.
No, oh my god. in the Whoniverse, who could she be? What is she? Why is she special? Because what we have learned so far from all episodes of Doctor Who is that all companions, even the ones that we don't like Adam, for instance, they have a purpose. So what's Ruby Rose's purpose going to be? Ta-da!
In fairness, what was Adric's purpose?
Who?
What was Adric's purpose?
Existing.
Not for long! Hey!
Okay, Callum has drinking too much tea.
He's high on tea.
He's high on tea. No, but that's what's going to happen next week. Hopefully you tune in for that. Sorry for the a bit shorter episode than usual, but you know, when in real life calls, you kind of need to do it because we don't all have a TARDIS that can pop back and get some extra time. So this is Callum.
Bye!
Shell.
Bye.
And Mike saying goodbye and don't do anything we wouldn't do.
Hope you